Hello, this is George Waring, and this column appears in the May 17th edition of the Butte Weekly. I've entitled it, Coke Cash Decides Your Healthcare. Let's make it easier for people to afford their insurance. Let's give people more choices and more control over their care. Let's make insurance companies come in and compete for your business. Let's return power from Washington to the states. Let's help people get real peace of mind. Let's put the patient, not the bureaucrats, at the heart of the system. Now that's a direct quote from Speaker Paul Ryan at his Ayn Rand Best, urging his House Republicans to vote for Trump Coke Care. His Irish Roman Catholicism buried in order to grant state legislatures power to screw the poor and reward the rich. Considered a model Catholic by Bishop Robert Morlino, Ryan practices social Darwinism. Ryan's repeal and replace bill was resurrected and approved by 217 Republicans. However, Ryan was only a spectator. He wanted to leave for a 12-day recess. It was Trump who demanded a phony health care victory. Hence, the staged Rose Garden party of Trump surrounded by jubilant Republicans. And Ryan wheeled out to gush over Trump and Pence for their indispensable work in gaining votes. Votes that Ryan couldn't deliver. The behind-the-scenes work that resulted in the House approval of Trump Coke Care was performed within the Freedom Caucus, the 30 Koch brothers-funded Republicans. The rewriting of Ryan's failed American Health Care Act occurred within that Koch caucus. The revised bill desired by the Koch brothers freed states from guaranteeing insurance coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, and it eliminated the Obamacare requirement that any approved health insurance plan must include coverage of a dozen essentials, such as emergency room visits, prescription drugs, maternity services, etc. The real hero of the Trump Coke Care Republican victory was North Carolinian Representative Mark Meadows, the Coke caucus leader. Meadows was celebrated by Breitbart News, which called for replacing Ryan with Meadows as House Speaker. What Republicans celebrated in the Rose Garden was their liberation from health care. They could now concentrate on what the Republican Party exists to do: give the wealthy freedom from taxes. They are determined to enact the largest tax cut in U.S. history, and they will be doing this guided by the cash donations and desires of the Koch brothers, who now fully support Trump's tax cut proposal. The Kochs have decided against Ryan's plan because it is revenue neutral. Ryan demanded cuts in expenditures that equal cuts in taxes, a balanced budget idea. The Kochs support Trump's rebirth of the Reagan fantasy. Huge tax cuts for the wealthy to unleash the entrepreneurial spirit and create record investment, job creation, and revive American manufacturing. We know it as trickle down. According to ABC News, here's what Trump said in the Rose Garden. What we have is something very, very incredibly well-crafted. This has really brought the Republican Party together. As much as we've come up with a really incredible health care plan, this has brought the Republican Party together. We're going to get this finished. And what this is Trump's tax cut. That is Trump's one interest as president, his self-interest. Before turning to taxes, here's a knowledgeable assessment of Trump Coke Healthcare as approved by the House. I'll quote Sister Carol Keehan, Daughters of Charity of St. Vincent de Paul, the current president of the Catholic Health Association of the United States. I'll quote Sister Keehan. The recent amendments to the bill, intended to make it more palatable to those who did not support it initially, are even more disastrous for people who have just gotten health care. Changing the current rules to undermine essential benefits requirements and protections for people with pre-existing conditions, as well as allowing insurers to set annual and lifetime caps on the care they cover, would seriously undermine health security and leave many individuals with substandard protection. Even the proposed state high-risk pools would be an inadequate and underfunded solution to a problem that need not exist in the first place. It is critically important to look at this bill for what it is. It is not in any way a health care bill. Rather, it is legislation whose aim is to take significant funding allocated by Congress for health care for very low-income people and use that money for tax cuts for some of our wealthiest citizens. This is contrary to the spirit of who we are as a nation, a giant step backward that should be resisted. Thus, Sister Keehan. So I'll conclude. A triumph of social Darwinism, engineered by true believers worshiping the prosperity gospel, as divined by a malignant narcissist. This is George Waring, and I thank you for listening.